not at the house or something like that.
Uh-huh. And I might say she's what the kitchen baking some cookies. She's, we say she's at the kitchen or she's,
yeah, she's
in the kitchen or in the kitchen.
Yes, yeah, could speak of different things.
What would you say? She's what the kitchen?
She's busy in the kitchen.
Okay. And talking about putting milk in coffee, you say some people like it. How?
Black.
Okay. Any other names for black coffee?
Yes, I think so, but I can't think right at this minute what it is. What is it?
I was saying, have you ever heard straight coffee?
Straight coffee, uh-huh. Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
People say that?
I know what they meant.
Uh-huh.
I would know what they meant.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, I want mine black.
What do you mean by black?
I mean nothing in it. No sugar, no coffee, no milk.
Uh-huh. So, you say some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
Milk and sugar.
Most people like them how?
With milk and sugar.
Okay. And, say if you don't put milk in your coffee, you say you drink your coffee
black,
or not with milk but
without it.
Okay. And if someone was walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight
this way,
or straight what me straight
would you say straight this way?
Okay. Or another way of saying that is he's coming straight
toward me.
Okay. And if you'd gone into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you might say, well, this morning I just happened to run
late.
Okay, but say if you met a friend of yours in
uh-huh.
town, you say, this morning I just happened to run what so and so. I just happened to run. I hadn't planned on. I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of ran.
Just ran up and met him.
Uh-huh.
Unexpected.
Would you say ran across him or ran into him or ran?
Ran into him. I guess that's what I said. Just ran into him.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the girl what? Her mother. They named her.
If she had the same name, I named for my mother.
Okay. And talk about kinds of animals now. The kind of animal that barks, you call that a
dog.
Okay.
Fox.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Get it.
Okay. What different kinds of dogs are there?
Oh, they're bulldogs, shepherd dogs, feist, and number dogs, bred dogs. I just wouldn't have no idea how many.
What do you mean shepherd dog? Now what does that look like?
A shepherd dog is a good sized dog with long hair.
Mm-hmm. What about a feist?
It's a small dog.
Real small?
Well, not real tiny. I don't remember them little real tiny ones,
uh-huh.
what they're called, but a feist don't grow to be very tall, and some of them grows to be a real large dog, but real short legs.
Uh-huh.
Always have short legs. Feist never have long legs.
Mm-hmm.
Hound always have long legs.
What does he look like?
He looks like an old, he's just an old, a long game dog where he can run, take them to go fox hunting and possum hunting. That's what hounds is for. They like to get out and hunt.
You call them a long what dog, long game?
Long, I said, oh, long, gangly dog.
What do you mean, gangly?
I mean his legs long and his back's long, and
uh-huh.
he just made a long shape all over.
Uh-huh. What about the bird dog? What's he like?
Well, he have long legs too, but he's not made. He don't look like a hound.
Uh-huh.
He's